Das ist Juniradio 104,1, 18:07. Was folgt, ist der Angriff der Gegenwart auf die übrige Zeit, die 18:07 Nachrichten.
17 Uhr. Die Nachrichten. Die Nachrichten. Ein hoher Anspruch, den die dreiköpfige, von einigen freien Mitarbeitern unterstützte Redaktion derzeit noch nicht entfernt einlösen kann.
Ich hoffe, dass jedem klar ist, dass wir nach dem 1. Juni kaum noch Einfluss auf die Inhalte nehmen können.
Hier folgen jetzt die Nachrichten. Sie hören eine Sendung.
Ich würde sagen,
19 Uhr die Nachrichten.
Das hängt natürlich von unseren Mitarbeitern ab und deren Arbeitsgeschwindigkeit.
Guten Abend.
Jetzt geht's gleich weiter.
Hallo. Einen Streifzug durchs Internet haben wir heute für Sie im Programm.
Das Internet ist sozusagen im Platz unbegrenzt. Dazu hat es den Vorteil, dass es für alle benutzbar ist, und zwar in der ganzen Welt. China, USA und so weiter. Da eröffnet das Internet einfach andere Möglichkeiten.
Das Internet. Weitere Informationen unter www.de.
18 Uhr die Nachrichten.
Zu unserem ersten Thema.
Der Vorsitzende der Arbeitsgemeinschaft für Arbeitnehmerfragen in SPD, Schreiner, ist weiterhin unzufrieden mit den angekündigten Änderungen der Reform Agenda 2010. Nach wie vor löse das Programm kein einziges Problem bei den Sozialversicherungen und am Arbeitsmarkt, sagte Schreiner in Frankfurt am Main.
Zu einem Thema, bei dem wir auch nicht mehr wissen.
Die FDP ist nach Ansicht ihres Parteichefs Westerwelle die programmatische Erneuerung gelungen. FDP-Fraktionschef Gerhard
Genscher war immer der Anwalt des gesamten Europas. Er hat aber keine europäische Außenpolitik beschrieben, meine Damen und Herren. Wer keine europäische Außenpolitik betrieben hat, hat aber keine europäische Außenpolitik beschrieben, meine Damen und Herren. Genscher war immer der Anwalt des gesamten Europas, meine Damen und Herren.
Kaum Buhrufe und Pfiffe,
meine Damen und Herren.
Stattdessen gab es immer wieder Applaus,
meine Damen und Herren.
Teile und herrsche in Europa
den zusammenwachsenden Kontinent als ein Ganzes sehen und nehmen.
Teile und herrsche in Europa, um Polen wieder ins Boot zu holen.
Und auch bei einem anderen Thema.
Das ist der Angriff der Gegenwart auf die übrige Zeit. Heute sind beim Juniradio alle sehr müde. Von gestern noch. Der Angriff der Gegenwart auf die übrige Zeit. Der Spiegel auf seiner Internetseite berichtet heute unter einer Rubrik, die Panorama heißt und nach deren genauer Definition ich die ganze Zeit suche, ohne sie zu finden. Politik und Wirtschaft und Wissenschaft kann ich mir vorstellen. Panorama ist eher so das Vermischte. Ein mit afrikanischen Flüchtlingen beladenes Schiff ist im südlichen Mittelmeer vor der Küste Tunesiens untergegangen. 190 Menschen werden noch vermisst. Tunis. An Bord des Schiffes, das bei schwerer See auf dem Weg von der afrikanischen Küste nach Italien war, befanden sich, den ersten Angaben zufolge, etwa 250 Menschen. 41 Passagiere wurden bislang gerettet. 12 Menschen konnten nur noch tot geborgen werden, meldet die amtliche Nachrichtenagentur TAP. 12 Stunden nach dem Unglück wurden am Freitagabend noch fast 200 Menschen vermisst. Bei den Schiffspassagieren soll es sich um Flüchtlinge handeln, die illegal nach Europa gelangen wollten. An Bord befanden sich vor allem Afrikaner. Das Unglück ereignete sich den Angaben zufolge etwa 20 Seemeilen vor der afrikanischen Küste in der Nähe der Insel Kerkenna. Tunesische Rettungsschiffe seien sofort in die Region ausgelaufen. Vermutlich sei das Schiff, wie bei anderen Unglücken dieser Art, völlig überladen gewesen. Erst am vergangenen Wochenende war ein 15 Meter langes Boot mit rund 70 Afrikanern gesunken, das ebenfalls vermutlich eine Nachricht, die in der Rubrik Panorama versteckt war, das ebenfalls auf dem Weg von Tunesien nach Italien war. Nur 3 Passagiere wurden lebend geborgen. Dagegen gelang der italienischen Küstenwache am Freitag, die nach Wünschen von Umberto Bossi von der Lega Nord Reformminister im italienischen Kabinett, diese Küstenwache soll demnächst mit Kanonen ausgestattet werden, um das Anlanden der Flüchtlinge, die nicht ertrinken, an den italienischen Badestränden zu verhindern. Dagegen gelang der italienischen Küstenwache am Freitag erneut eine Rettungsaktion. Sie konnte 100 Flüchtlinge an Bord nehmen, deren lediglich 12 Meter langes Boot südlich von Sizilien voll Wasser gelaufen war und zu sinken drohte. Unter den Passagieren seien 20 Frauen und Kinder gewesen, berichtete das italienische Fernsehen. Bereits am Donnerstag war es der Küstenwache gelungen, etwa 140 illegale Einwanderer zu retten, deren Boot kurz zuvor untergegangen war. Italienischen Schätzungen zufolge ertrinken jedes Jahr hunderte Flüchtlinge im Mittelmeer, die meist aus Afrika, dem Nahen Osten sowie Ostasien nach Italien und Spanien unterwegs sind. Sie zahlen oftmals mehrere tausend Dollar für die Überfahrt. Dass heute der Tag des Flüchtlings ist, haben wir eben schon gehört, was auch immer das bedeutet oder wie auch immer sich dieser Tag äußert. Es gibt da ja, also man kann sehr lange darüber diskutieren, ob auf einer solchen Ebene der Repräsentation der Tag des Flüchtlings als ein Tag, an dem überall in den Nachrichten oder sonst wo gesagt wird, heute ist Tag des Flüchtlings, ob diese bloße Benennung des meist, wie wir gestern gesehen haben, als Erscheinung verhandelten Phänomens, Flüchtlinge kommen nach Europa, ob diese bloße Nennung schon ein Fortschritt ist gegenüber der Nichtnennung dieser Flüchtlinge oder ob all das, was ich auf diesem Tag der, ich meine, es gibt Tag der Mutter, Tag von AIDS, Tag der so und so Blume, es gibt eigentlich für alles einen Tag, ob nicht eben dieses Repräsentieren oder diese Emphase auf das zumindest einmal im Jahr für 24 Stunden den Flüchtling als Phänomen zu repräsentieren, ob das nicht völlig auslässt, die reale Realität, in der diese Flüchtlinge im Mittelmeer versinken. Die Nachrichten, die 18 Uhr Nachrichten auf Uniradio 104.1 kommen heute von Partner gegen Europa und die Musik, die im Hintergrund läuft, ist das, was ich hier gefunden habe, wenn ich, und es ist eigentlich eine Schande, dass ich tatsächlich nur das gefunden habe, wenn ich hier als Suchbegriff Wired eingebe. Das ist nämlich von einer Platte, die Captain Kirk aus Hamburg und die More Extended Versions aus Wien Mitte der 90er Jahre gemacht haben, mit Coverversionen von Robert Wyatt, aber auch Thelonious Monk, Cypress Hill und anderen. They say the working class is dead and we're all consumers now. They say that we have moved ahead and we're all just people now. There's people doing frightfully well, there's others on the shelf. But never mind the second kind, this is the age of self. This is Radio June 104.1 FM in Berlin. I'm going to sum that up in English as well. A migrant boat sinks off Tunisia. A boat carrying about 250 illegal immigrants has capsized off the coast of Tunisia on its way to Italy. The Tunisian Coast Guard says it has recovered 20 bodies and managed to save another 40 people, but rough seas are hampering the rescue operation and another 190 are believed to be lost at sea. Those rescued come from several African countries, including one person from Morocco, Coast Guard said. Italy's long coastline makes it a popular landfall for people seeking to enter Europe illegally, with almost 3,000 believed to have landed in the country this month alone. On Monday, a boat with an estimated 70 immigrants went down near the tiny Italian island of Lampedusa. In the past week, more than 1,000 migrants have arrived on Lampedusa, which is closer to Africa than to the Italian mainland. The BBC's Francis Kennedy, reporting from Rome, says the reception center there is full to bursting and residents are protesting as they fear that the immigrants will scare off tourists. The second sea tragedy comes as Italy adopts new, tougher measures to turn back boatloads of immigrants, or shoot at them with cannons, as Umberto Bossi has proposed recently. Immigration is at the center of a row in Italy's governing coalition. The Northern League is insisting, here we are, on a tougher line, but suggestions that force be used to turn back the boats of immigrant smugglers have been dismissed outright by other ruling parties, our correspondent adds. And since these news normally, I mean, they appear rather at the bottom of these news pages or on the last pages of the newspapers. Maybe you didn't know what happened on February 25th this year. An unknown man from Mali or Gabun, a stowaway, which is in German, I guess, a blinder passagier, fell from an airplane wheelbase into a garden under the flight path to an airport near Paris. One day before, February 24th, an unknown man, 18 years old, from Iraq, crushed to death trying to climb a lorry in Calais, in France, in a ferry terminal, on his way to Great Britain. On February 12th, Osike Kenchikuvu, from Nigeria, died of lack of medical care in a refugee transit center in Tourhof in Oberbüren, in Switzerland. February 3rd this year, another male whose name is unknown and whose country of origin is also unknown, sub-Saharan Africa, that's just a guess, he drowned while trying to swim to Spain and his body was found floating in a bay south of Ceuta. On January 31st, Mikhail Bognarchuk, 42 years old, from Ukraine, committed suicide. He hanged himself by his shoelaces in a toilet at the Haslar Deportation Center in Great Britain. January 19, six unknown immigrants were frozen to death in a drifting small boat near Bari in Italy, coming from Turkey. One day before, Mariam Getu Hagos, 25 years old, from Ethiopia, died of asphyxiation during deportation from Paris, France, to Johannesburg in South Africa. On January 14 this year, an unknown man from Burkina Faso suffocated in his vomit, being seriously ill in a border prison in Amsterdam Southeast in the Netherlands. January 8, three males, 25 to 30 years old, from India, died of exhaustion after a journey through mountains between Slovakia and the Ukraine. On January 4th, two unknown men from Burundi died on Trasian, which is apparently on the Turkish-Greek border, straying into a marked minefield in thick fog. 2 days before, January 2nd, four unknown men, three from Morocco and one from Palestine, died of toxic inhalation in the deliberately and in a fire deliberately started in a police prison in Malaga in Spain. On the same day, six unknown immigrants from Algeria and or Morocco drowned when their boat crashed on rocks and sank near Tarifa off the southern coast of Spain. Also on the same day, three unknown immigrants, and apparently it's not even known where they come from or where they came from, died of toxic inhalation in a fire deliberately started in a police prison in Malaga in Spain, which seemed to add to the four that were already reported for that day. This is the attack of the present on the rest of my time. What I'm reading is a documentation compiled by United for Intercultural Action, which is a European network against nationalism, racism, fascism, and in support of migrants and refugees. And their website is unitedagainstracism.org. And the music is still Captain Kirk from the Roundabout Wired record.
There is a kind of compromise. You are master of your endless gentle nudging.
This is Radio June in Berlin, 104.1. This is the news, and I'm continuing to read a list of almost 4,000 documented refugee deaths on the borders of Europe in the last 5 years. In January, I guess the date is unknown, David Mamedov from Georgia committed suicide. He hanged himself at his home in Schloss Holte in Germany in fear of deportation. January 1st this year, Suleiman Diallo, 28 years old, from Guinea, committed suicide. He jumped off a bridge in Newcastle, Great Britain, in fear of deportation. December 30, 2002, Ricardo Barrientos, 54 years old, from Argentina, died of cardiac arrest during deportation from Paris, France, to Buenos Aires in Argentina. December 25th, an unknown person from an unknown country drowned when an inflatable boat sank off the coast of the island Chios in Greece. These were actually four people who drowned on December 25th in that boat off the Greek coast. Two people one day before on Christmas, last Christmas, a man and a 2-year-old girl from Iraq, both of them Kurds, drowned trying to swim ashore when their boat sank near the coast of Corfu in Greece. 10 unknown people from Iraq and or Afghanistan drowned when two vessels got caught in a storm off the island Evia. That's also a Greek island. December 16, 2002, one young man from Iraq found death by police under a truck at a toll station of Saint-Omer in France near Calais. December 13, an unknown man from Africa died of exhaustion after a long trek found near the Greek village, at the Greek-Turkish border. 12 unknown people of unknown origin on November 30 drowned when their boat shipwrecked near the coast of Tripoli, Libya, going to Italy. 56 people died. Their origin is also marked unknown here. And they probably drowned when their boat shipwrecked near the coast of Tripoli, Libya. They were trying to go to Italy. On the same day, another boat with 32 immigrants from Africa drowned. Another boat sank and at least 32 people were killed when their boat sank between the Western Sahara and the Canarian Islands in Spain. November 21st, an unknown 23 years old man from Armenia committed suicide in a detention center in Hungary. A week before, two unknown Africans drowned when their inflatable boat capsized near Larache off the Morocco coast. On the same day, four people died at another boat accident off the Morocco coast. November 2nd, 2001, a 23 years old man from Albania was fatally injured by a border guard in the Mesopotamia area of Kastoria, which is on the border between Greece and Albania. October 21st, a man and a child of unknown origin drowned when and their bodies were found at the northeastern coast of Lesbos, that is in Greece. October 11th, five people of unknown origin, Northern African origin probably, they were as stowaways, they were riding on a trailer and they suffocated on the trailer's way from Agadir in Morocco to Sevilla in Spain. On the same day, two women from Nigeria drowned when their ship capsized off Turkey's western coast on its way to Greece. Also on the same day, seven people from Nigeria and or Iran probably drowned when their ship capsized between Turkey and Greece. In October, here even the date is unknown, the name of the person is unknown, he was 18 years old from Congo. He committed suicide. He threw himself in front of a train in Zwolle in the Netherlands in fear of deportation. Also last October, 9 people from Africa drowned when their small boat, which was on its way to Sicily, capsized near the Tunisian coast. One more person was killed when another boat that left Tunisia on its way to Sicily in Italy drowned. Also last October, a boat with 42 immigrants capsized off the coast of Barbate in Spain, and at least 9 people were killed, 3 men, 6 women from Africa, unknown country of origin. In September 2002, Muhammad Sarat, 60 years old from Bangladesh, died when security forces tried to stop 70 people crossing the Iranian-Turkish border. September 16 last year, a man 25 to 30 years old from Cameroon, stowaway, which is in German, I guess, a blinder passagier, froze to death in a wheel bay of an airplane from Cameroon to Paris. September 15, a teenage girl from Liberia in North Africa drowned when a boat with more than 100 refugees aboard capsized south of Sicily. A man from Morocco 3 days before was found dead inside a container with 10 immigrants on the Spanish border. September 5th, 2 men about 18 years old from Northern Africa drowned when they were forced by smugglers to swim ashore near Tarifa in Spain. September 4th, Payman Bahmani, 29 years old from Iran, was stabbed to death in the street where he lived in the Hendon area in Sunderland in Great Britain. Also in September, 12 refugees from Liberia, 9 men and 3 women, drowned when their ship capsized 200 meters off the coast of Sicily, which is Sicilian in Italy. In September, another boat capsized near Kenitra, which is apparently in Morocco. A person from, it's not even known if it's probably a male, 20 years old from Azerbaijan, committed suicide. He hung himself after a negative decision on his asylum application in the Netherlands. August 28, an unknown refugee from Turkey, a Kurd, died near the village Visa, that's apparently also on the border between Greece and Turkey, after straying into a marked minefield. August 19, 4 unknown refugees from Morocco, their already decomposing bodies were found inside a lorry in Bilabona in Spain. A week before, 2 men from Kurdistan died on a refugee boat between Italy and Greece. 1 man from North Africa, about 25 years old, drowned on August 6th last year. He was found dead on the beach of Los Carabas in Spain. In August, 2 more women of unknown origin, Kurds, were found dead on a refugee boat that was abandoned by smugglers near Bari in Italy. 13 more people, among them 2 pregnant women from Morocco or sub-Saharan Africa, drowned when they were forced to swim ashore, forced by smugglers who organized the travel, if that is travel for them, off the Spanish coast. This might go on for a while. This is a list of almost 4,000 documented refugee deaths on the borders of Europe. So all these people died either by accidents killed themselves or were like killed by border patrols that you're paying with your tax euros, in case you pay taxes. The music is still Roundabout Wired, which is a record that Captain Kirk from Hamburg and the more extended versions from Vienna did in the mid-90s. And here we go. This is the attack of the present on the rest of the time, the news on Radio June. In August 2002, five immigrants from Iraq under 18 years old, Kurdish, stowaways found suffocated in a truck. That means that they were riding a truck as what in German is called like blinder Passagier. And they suffocated as ersticken in a truck in Avellino, in Italy, in a truck that was going from Bulgaria to Italy. One more man, 23 years old, from Cameroon, died of hypothermia in a wheelbase of an airplane that is in German, erfrieren. He died of hypothermia in a wheelbase of an airplane on its way from Rio, in Brazil, to Paris in France. July 30 last year, Samba Fofana, 25 years old, from Kenya, died of two consecutive heart attacks in a police station on Fuerteventura in Spain. A week before, two unknown refugees of unknown origin drowned when their boat collided with an Italian customs patrol boat near Flora off the Albanian coast. 15 more refugees, their names or countries of origin are unknown, drowned in the same collision, actually, between a boat and their boat and an Italian customs patrol boat off the Albanian coast. July 9th, David, this is really, it's like a, I'm on page one of a 15-page document listing the people who died on the borders of Europe in the last 4 years. It's a bit hard to read because it's, since there are so many people dying on these borders. Okay. One person from sub-Saharan Africa last July drowned when a small boat with 19 migrants was wrecked off the coast of Fuerteventura. This is Spain again. Four more people from an unknown African country died when their boat wrecked off the coast of Fuerteventura last July. Last June, almost a year ago, June 27th, five people from Somalia drowned when their boat bringing them from Turkey to Greece sank near the Turkish island of Datka. June 24, 2002, Mubarak Yagderi, 32 years old from Afghanistan, died when a taxi driver made a car accident in attempt to escape the Turkish and Greek border police. On the same day, a two-year-old child from sub-Saharan Africa drowned when he or she fell off an overloaded rubber boat after it collided against rocks near Spain. One day before, Tina from China died after lack of medical treatment in an asylum seeker center near Voet in the Netherlands. June 19, 2002, Celine Peder, 23 years old from Bangladesh, was shot by security forces when trying to enter Turkey near Aslan Yasi, and also shot by these Turkish security forces on that day was Kahir, 28 years old, also from Bangladesh. On the same day, three unknown Africans drowned when their boat capsized near the Canary island Lanzarote, which is a Spanish island. 4 days before, 10 unknown young men of unknown origin drowned when they were forced to swim to a ship which would bring them from Tunisia to Italy. One person from Russia, 3 days before, June 12 last year, from one Russian, drowned when a canoe capsized on the way from France to Great Britain. Last May, May 29, four unknown refugees from Pakistan were found dead on the beach of Mayandos in the Izmir province of western Turkey. 3 days before, an unknown boy from Morocco died in an attempt to enter Melilla in Spain when he got trapped in a frontier fence and suffocated. May 23rd last year, Hiva Fasil Emin, 32 years old, from Iraq, died when a lorry with 35 refugees inside turned over near a small Turkish city. Day before, Hidir Akay from Turkey was shot to death on a vessel near Cyprus by Turkish coast guards on the way to Italy. May 15, a man about 30 years old from Western Africa was found in undercarriage of plane from Accra in Ghana at Heathrow, Great Britain, was found dead, that is. May 13, 11 unknown Kurds, two of them children, drowned when their boat capsized crossing the River Sava between, that is, Croatia and Bosnia-Herzegovina. On May 11th, Fosina Makoni, 79 years old, from Zimbabwe, committed suicide, burned herself to death after a negative decision on her asylum application, and that happened, I guess, somewhere in the UK. May 10 last year, 6 men and women from unknown origin drowned when their boat capsized off the Spanish coastline. May 7th, 2002, Shiraz Pir, 25 years old, from Afghanistan, hanged himself in an asylum hostel in Bristol in Great Britain when his asylum application was refused. Last April, April 24, 10 men and one woman from Africa drowned when their boat smashed into reefs near the Canary island of Lanzarote. A Kurd was shot during a fight between illegal immigrants in a refugee camp in Calais, April 15 last year. April 14, an unknown man from Uganda was found frozen to death in undercarriage of airplane from which had landed in London and had come from Uganda. Also in April, 3 unknown immigrants from Bangladesh suffocated in a lorry and were thrown out on a parking place near Katalka, which is in Turkey. In March, on this minefield that we, I guess, already had before, 3 people, one of them unknown, one of them was Seskin Sayan, 24 years old, one of them Tahsin Eshin, 22 years old, died in a minefield near the river Evros, trying to cross the Turkish-Greek border. A week before, a young man from Africa died when his body got caught in the axle of a lorry on the way from Morocco to Mejia in Spain, that is. Mohsen Amri, 27 years old, from Iran, that was March 12th last year, committed suicide in Birmingham in Great Britain after being told his asylum claim had been refused. February 20, a man of unknown origin was crushed to death by a train inside the Channel Tunnel between France and Great Britain on his way to Great Britain. Another man, February 18 last year, died when he fell from a train in the Channel Tunnel between France and Great Britain. 1 day earlier, Sival Sebatin Racine, 26 years old, of unknown origin, was beaten to death by border police when trying to cross the Bulgarian-Turkish border. 2 days earlier, a woman, 74 years old, from Iraq, committed suicide, hanged herself because of bad conditions in the asylum center near Albrook in Germany. February 12, Furat Orak, 22 years old, from Turkey, Kurd, committed suicide. He shot himself to death after deportation from Germany to Turkey. February 9 last year, Hussein Furuku, 40 years old, from Turkey, also Kurd, committed suicide. He jumped in front of a train in Stadtallendorf in Germany in fear of deportation. Week before, an unknown person of unknown origin was found dead, frozen, trying to cross the snow-covered border between Bulgaria and northern Greece. The day before, another unknown immigrant had died in a detention center in Belgium because of medical neglect. February 2nd last year, unknown man from Albania was hit by a propeller of a motorboat when he jumped off the boat to swim to the Italian coast. Also in February, an unknown woman from Nigeria, asylum seeker, died in childbirth in Dublin, Ireland, when the hospital did not know about her medical history. Mohammad Hussein Tamana from Iran, also last February of last year, committed suicide in Schneckenstein, which is in an asylum seekers hostel, that is Schneckenstein, Germany, in fear of deportation. January 31, Nahad al-Rikabi, 5-month-old from Iraq, died after being refused medical treatment in detention center in Leusden in the Netherlands. 2002, January 19, unknown man of unknown origin was electrocuted when the train he was on passed under power lines near Fréthun, which is in France. Week before, Metin Gongor and Hassan Kalkan, 18 years old and 15 years old, were shot dead when they tried to cross the border between Turkey and Iran. Ali Muhammad Musa Idisil from Iraq, three days earlier, was found frozen to death trying to cross the Turkish-Greek border illegally near Edirne in Turkey. January 4th, Mohammad Hussein, 25 years old from Iran, committed suicide. He hanged himself in the shower of the refugee center Schneckenstein in Germany. Four unknown persons, meanwhile, drowned trying to cross the Iranian-Turkish border near Ortulu, which is a Turkish town. January 1st, last year, Suleiman Diallo, 28 years old from Guinea, committed suicide. He jumped off a bridge in Tyneside in Great Britain in fear of deportation. December 2001, four young men from Romania were, and two more, one man, one woman of unknown origin, were found dead inside a cargo container in an Italian port on a ship that was going to Canada. December 8, 2001, eight refugees, Kurdish refugees, died of anoxia in a cargo container from Belgium to Ireland. December 8, 2001. Also last December, in November of 2001, a baby from Kosovo died of pneumonia, which is Lungenentzündung, after insufficient medical care, waiting for a place in a refugee camp in Austria. 3 days earlier, a man of unknown origin was found dead on a ship from the Ivory Coast in the harbor of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. On the 9th of November 2001, Ngoc Dung Huang, 41 years old from Vietnam, jumped from a building in Berlin, Germany, in fear of deportation and died. November 2001, also, a woman from Ecuador died when she was trying to escape out of a hospital window in Milan in Italy, having no correct papers. A man from Georgia, last October 2001, 28 years old, drowned near Guben in Germany, trying to swim across the river Neisse, which is in Germany.
They say the working class is dead and we're all consumers now. They say that we have moved ahead and we're all just people now. There's people doing fight for the world, there's others on the shelf. But never mind the second kind, this is the age of sin.
disintegrate like castles built from sand. They say we need new images to help our movement grow. They say that love is what it is, as if we did not know. And we know. While Martin J and Robert M play with the printer's ink, the workers round the world still die from Rio Tinto's ink.
An Robert Luxemburg. Das war Robert Luxemburg von Partner gegen Berlin. Und das war ein bisschen stark Information für die, was ist das, die International Tag der Migranten.
Hm? It's not even, I think, I didn't know about that International Day of Migranten. And I had no idea about it. It was not, that was not like the occasion that you can read these, or rather omit, 12 of these 15 pages of documented refugee deaths at the borders of Europe. It's rather, I don't know, I have no clue if representing them, at least like reporting their mostly unreported deaths, is something that should be done, probably. No, no clue, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so this is, yeah, I think we all feel a bit bad and hope that this day can't be seen as a celebration, but should seen more as a, that there's a whole lot of work to be done.
Yeah, this is like, this day is like taxes, like the emotional taxes you pay to a phenomenon, maybe, and then, I mean, if we could cancel that day, do something productive about it, like, I mean, I don't know if going to Thessaloniki, there's now a European meeting going on at Thessaloniki this weekend, where, I don't know, a couple of windows will get smashed. Maybe that's productive, I don't know. I'm not quite sure if I'm a big fan of these international days of something. Yeah, I don't know.